Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's June 12, 2014. I'm David Knight, and here are top stories.
Tonight, exclusive footage reveals how illegal immigrants receive better care than some veterans. Then, revealed, the secrets behind the Lord of the Rings. And a new report shows how Irish children have been vaccine guinea pigs. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
What the hell have we become? We just offer our children up to the system with the fluoride, the water, and the GMR.
Well, our top story today is, of course, the flood of illegal alien children to the United States. Now, InfoWars reporters went to one of the bases where the children are being kept. That was down in San Antonio. Kit Daniels and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs went down there to film what's going on. Now, at that base, there are 2,000 minors who are being housed at a cost of approximately $250 per child per day. Work that out. That's about $500,000 per day just at that one site. Of course, this is a Cloward and Piven strategy, as Alex has pointed out many times, a strategy to take down the United States with uncontrolled welfare state. And, of course, if you've got open borders and a welfare state, it's an easy way to take down the United States economy very quickly, and that's exactly what's going to happen. But there's also another aspect of it. This is Obama's dream children, and he's acting as a Pied Piper to bring in a large army of children who are going to grow up knowing the government as their only family. That's been the strategy of tyrants since the days of Plato's Republic. Get the children at as early an age as possible. Keep them isolated from their family, from their family's culture, from their family's religion. Let them see the state as their savior, as their parents. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, at this access at this facility, of course, they were not given access to any information officers. They were told that it was not media day. And of course, on media day, you are allowed to listen to, but not film, a statement made to the press by the government. How's that for a free and open society? Now, one of the things that Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs pointed out, though, is that one of the most interesting things about this, as he said, is that we have illegal immigrants staying here on a military facility while homeless vets are outside the gate with no shelter, no food. And, of course, as I mentioned, this is a strategy to take down the economy, a Cloward and Piven strategy. And a quote from one of the former Border Patrol officers, this is the National Association of Former Border Patrol Officers, a press release from them, they said, "This is not a humanitarian crisis. It is predictable, orchestrated, and a contrived assault on the compassionate side of Americans by her political leaders that knowingly put minor illegal alien children at risk for purely political purposes." And of course, you have to imagine what the risk is to these minor children. Some of them as young as 5 years old, coming to America, being abandoned by their parents. Evidently, their parents believe that they're going to be able to use them as anchor children to come back in. But it's just an amazing example of child abuse to abandon their children to the state. You can see that full report from Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Kit Daniels at InfoWars.com. Now, today on the Alex Jones radio show, Alex talked to a J.R.R. Tolkien expert, John DiBartolo, about a recently revealed recording, never before heard, going back to the 1960s of J.R.R. Tolkien, a speech that he made. Now, one of the things that he said in this speech I thought was very poignant. Essentially, J.R.R. Tolkien's speaking about many aspects of the New World Order and about evil in high places. Here's a clip.
One of my favorite quotes from him, and this will, I think this will really appeal to you and your fan base, is his summation of evil in the world. Okay. And this is back in 1969. He talks about what he calls the Hydra's heads. And I'll read the quote verbatim from him. He says, "The spirit of wickedness in high places is now so powerful and so many headed in its incarnations, there seems nothing more to do personally than to refuse to worship any of the Hydra's heads. The world," he thought, "seemed little better than a new Tower of Babel, all noise and confusion."
That's right. Not only the nature of evil, but the nature of evil in high places. And he said it has many heads. We saw many heads of the evil technological surveillance state, the police state at Bilderberg. And it's interesting to me that one of those that was there was Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir Technologies. And Palantir Technologies very consciously channels the J.R.R. Tolkien stories. The Palantir, of course, was a device used to look through and communicate at long distances, but it could also look at the people who are using it and look into those people. And, of course, that's what Palantir does. It's a data mining company that works for the FBI, the NSA, and, of course, the CIA, who funded its initial creation. Now, here's Alex Karp at Bilderberg doing some of his Tai Chi exercises. There was an article last August in Forbes magazine, How a Deviant Philosopher Built Palantir, a CIA-funded data mining juggernaut. And, of course, they point out in that article that Palantir's advisors include Condoleezza Rice, former CIA Director George Tenet, and General David Petraeus told Forbes that Karp was sheer brilliant. And, of course, another Bilderberg attendee this year was Peter Thiel, PayPal billionaire, Facebook billionaire, and he also is the founder, chief investor of Palantir. Now, the ACLU's analyst Jay Stanley says that their software could create a true totalitarian nightmare, monitoring the activities of innocent Americans on a massive scale, to which Alex Karp replies, I didn't create this software so that I could be spied on whenever I smoke a joint or have an affair. No, he created that software so that the NSA could do that to, he presumes, other people. But of course, they've also done it to his pals like David Petraeus. This is exactly what NSA whistleblower Russell Tice told us, one of the earliest of the NSA whistleblowers. This is what the NSA is going to do with its dragnet surveillance. They're going to be able to blackmail the highest politicians, the highest Supreme Court judges. It is an Orwellian nightmare, and these guys are writing the software for it. And they see themselves as creating Sauron's tool, the all-seeing eye of Sauron. That's the kind of people that we see that Tolkien warned us about, and they embrace that, but they embrace the evil side of that. Now, news came out today about the Stratfor hack, which involves Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, as well as directly impinges on Barrett Brown. Now, this is confirmation that an FBI informant actually orchestrated the Stratfor attack. That was revealed by the Daily.com. Now, as they point out, sealed court documents that were obtained by the Daily Dot and Motherboard reveal that the attack on Stratfor was instigated and orchestrated not by Hammond, one of the hackers from WikiLeaks, but by an informant with the full knowledge of the FBI. In addition to directly facilitating the breach, the FBI left Stratfor and its customers, which included defense contractors, police chiefs, the NSA, employees of the NSA, all vulnerable to future attacks and fraud, and it requested knowledge of the data theft to be withheld from the affected customers. This is the FBI doing this, exposing these people to frauds, and asking that it not be revealed. And they say this decision would ultimately allow for millions of dollars in damages. Now, they point out that the FBI's official version of this says that they didn't learn of this until after it happened, in December 6th, 2011, after the hackers were already knee-deep in confidential files. However, during his trial, Hammond claimed that the roles were actually reversed. It was Sabu, the FBI informant, who first introduced him to an anonymous hacker. Now, previously, before these leaks, there were no public records to substantiate Hammond's testimony, but now they are. Now, this bears on the Barrett Browning story, and that story is amazing because of what the FBI was trying to do. They were trying to put him away for 50 years simply because he copied a link that was on a public database. He copied that from one place to another public database, so they were going to include him into these hacking charges. Even though he has no knowledge of the hack, he has no computer skills, he's simply a reporter who is using a link. And they tried to get him for 50 years for this. Now, this is a story from Wired magazine just a couple of months ago, April 3rd, 2014. And what they were reporting on was a secret sealed deal between a plea bargain between Barrett Brown's legal team and the government. Although the exact order was under a court-ordered gag rule, another document filed by the government hinted at the nature of the deal. Now, they say in the document, which supersedes two of Brown's previous three indictments, the government charges Brown with two crimes. Now, listen to the crimes he's charged with. Allegedly assisting the person who hacked Stratfor after the fact and obstructing the execution of a search warrant targeting Brown. So what they were charging him for, what they were trying to put him away for 50 years, was helping the hacker who attacked Stratfor. But who actually helped the hacker who attacked Stratfor? That was the FBI. As Judge Napolitano has pointed out, in 17 cases over 10 years. There were terrorist attacks that were orchestrated, that were planned, that were carried out by the FBI. And at the last minute, they arrested the patsies that they had got to string along with them. Now, in this case, what they're doing is they're arresting a reporter who published a link. And this is what they said. They said that he worked to create confusion about the hacker's identity in a manner that diverted attention away from the hacker. Again, it was the FBI who was doing that. The FBI did everything that they're trying to put Barrett Brown away for. And, of course, this comes out 2 months after he's presumably reached a plea bargain deal with him. Now, Aaron Schwartz warned us about this quite some time ago. Of course, he died a little over a year ago. I believe he was suicided by the government. But he warned us that the government, in order to get CISPA through, in order to essentially kill the Internet and the freedom of the Internet, they were creating cyber threats. This is what he had to say.
I think it's really important that we stop cyber attacks. And the way to do that is to make our cyber systems more secure, to close the vulnerabilities that allow attackers to get in. But the problem is the government's doing the opposite. They are funding the creation of vulnerabilities. They are offering rewards for people to find and build vulnerabilities in the system and give it to the U.S. government so then the U.S. government can launch cyber attacks in other countries.
So as Aaron Schwartz is pointing out, the government funds vulnerabilities on the Internet. They create them. They run them. They exploit them. And after they create this problem, this cyber security false flag, then they come to us with a solution. And, of course, that solution would allow them to shut down anyone's website without any due process. That's called CISPA. Also, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA. He fought very hard against that. I believe that he was not somebody who just gave up in despair and committed suicide. Now, of course, this month's InfoWars magazine talks about the death of the Internet and exactly how they're going to take it down. That's just one of the fronts on which they're attacking the Internet. Of course, the FCC, net neutrality, the Comcast merger, those are all things to be concerned about as well. Now, last week there was a story that broke out of Ireland that was very disturbing. They talked about 800 dead babies over a 36-year period in an orphanage where pregnant women would go from the 1930s to the 1960s. It turns out that that story was not exactly true. There were 800 children who died, but they were not necessarily put into a mass grave in a septic tank as was originally reported. However, they were dying at the rate of about 22 children on average per year when there were only about 200 children in that orphanage. So that's about 10% of the children that were there. Now this week, we have more information about not only that orphanage, but many others in Ireland and the UK where children were experimented on in vaccine tests. Now, this is right now what's breaking is that 298 children were experimented on in drug trials. Campaigners say claims that their parents' consent were sought is not credible. Now, an Irish radio station, News Talk, has now claimed an exclusive report that 80 children in a care home became ill after they were given an experimental bovine vaccine. They were given a vaccine intended for cattle in trials at 5 care homes and orphanages in Dublin in the mid-70s. Now, that's 298 children. Now, of course, RT points out that thousands of Irish orphans were used as drug guinea pigs by Burroughs Wellcome in the 1970s. They said over 2,000 care home kids were secretly vaccinated against diphtheria in the 1930s in medical trials undertaken by international drugs giant Burroughs Wellcome. They talked to one kid who was vaccinated there. His name now is just reported as Christy. He was a child at the time. He says, "I remember speaking to my mom and I asked her, 'Why do I have so many marks on my body?' She said, 'I don't know. When you arrived, your arms were sore and bandaged.' He had 8 vaccine marks on his arms and 2 on his legs. He said, 'Most people from my generation have 1, maybe 2. That's it. Not as many as me.' So he arrived with bandages all over his arms and legs from the many vaccines that he was given. Now, as this is surfacing, we have a nun who was Mother Superior at this orphanage saying that, of course, none of this happened without parental consent. Parental consent from the mothers who are no longer at the site. And that is not held as credible information from people who are adoption advocates in Ireland. Now, this is a very disturbing case, but many of the people who are looking at this saying, well, that's not happening anymore. That was a very dark time in our history, or saying that we had very high infant mortalities. We just had a story breaking that only 4 years ago, we had our government doing experiments on premature babies, varying the amounts of oxygen that they were given. Many cases killing them or leaving them with brain damage. Too much or too little oxygen can either brain damage a child, especially a premature child who is in a very delicate condition, or it can kill them. Now, we need to understand that our governments are morally capable of doing this. Many people just reject the information that we give people that there is so much that's harmful in vaccines because they just can't believe that those in power, that big pharmaceutical companies would put things like that in their vaccines. They can't believe that governments would allow these types of things to happen, even if the pharmaceutical companies would. So people on the right will believe that the pharmaceutical companies of big business can't be that evil, or they would be shut down with lawsuits. People on the left who tend to trust government can't believe that government would allow this type of thing to happen. And yet we see over and over again that it is not only the big corporations, but working in partnership with the government, experimenting on the most helpless people in our society. And of course, this is only 2,000 children that were only 2,000 over a couple of decades. Well, to put that in perspective, over 3,000 children are killed each day in the United States on average with abortion. And of course, that is with their mother's consent. I would say that's not with an informed consent. But recognize that medical authorities say that it is not ethical, all legal authorities say that it is not ethical to give consent when you know that it is harmful to someone's life. And yet we still see experiments being done on premature babies, depriving them of oxygen or giving them too much oxygen. We still see the government requiring that people have vaccines containing mercury and formaldehyde. As this researcher who uncovered this said, what I found is just the tip of a very large and submerged iceberg. These trials were published in the most prestigious medical journals, and it suggests this type of human experimentation was largely accepted by medical practitioners and facilitated by authorities. Well, you know what? It is still accepted by medical institutions and by the authorities. That's what we're trying to get people to understand. Now, stay with us right after the break. We have a special report from Jakari Jackson talking about how Americana symbols are being banned at the same time we have illegal children coming into America in vast numbers. And we have a full report from Kit Daniels, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and Josh Owens on what's happening at that base in San Antonio. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. And find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
In today's politically correct climate, where even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is considered racist, it's no surprise that schools are teaching students to shun patriotism. A Coney Island principal has banned her students from singing another, quote, USA song. another needs to be emphasized. When asked about her decision, Principal Greta Hawkins reportedly said the teachers didn't ask permission to do it. In California, a school banned students from wearing American flag t-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. Some said the act was offensive to students of a different national origin. With all that said, if American students are being discouraged from indulging in Americana, why are immigrant children being housed on the taxpayers' dime? Children from South American countries are surrendering to American Border Patrol so they can be whisked away to American military bases that cater to their needs.
We're here at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, where one of the former basic training dorms has been reappropriated to house about 2,000 illegal immigrants.
Wow.
And we found the area where they're being housed. It's barricaded with fences all around it with privacy screens to try to keep people from looking into it. There's several porta potties in the area, one that even says restricted for youth only, indicating for the illegal children, illegal youth immigrants. Also, we saw about two 18-wheeler trailers from HEB that are likely there providing food.
And for people who don't know, who aren't from Texas, HEB is a grocery store. Go ahead, kid.
Yes. And also, I got some footage of several loads of trash. To back up, I talked to the Lackland Public Affairs, and they told me that they were not on the lead on this housing these immigrants. The Department of Health and Human Services, and I believe it's the Administration of Family and Children in particular of HHS, is in charge of the housing and processing of these illegal immigrants. And they have actually subcontracted it to a group called BCFS out of San Antonio, which is a nonprofit faith-based organization.
There is nothing wrong with wanting to come to the United States, but you have to do it the legal way. Foreign children who are purposely dropped on U.S. soil receive housing and legal representation. But if a U.S. serviceman accidentally crosses into Mexico with a firearm, he gets thrown in jail. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfowarsLife.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs here with Kit Daniels. We're at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, investigating thousands of children who are being housed here illegally.
Hey, yes, my name is Kit Daniels, and I was calling to see if I could interview a public relations officer this afternoon in person.
Okay. Let me tell you that this afternoon, probably not. Here's the reason why. Because here at Lackland, we're housing them, but we're not really directly involved with the Department of Health and Human Services thing. And so they're taking a lead on all of the information and everything like that.
What kind of access can we get on base?
None at all.
None at all?
No, sir, because we're not doing any media visits. We had one media day, and that was last week, June 5th.
So you're not... So you're not allowing media to access whatsoever on base, but you're only allowing it on certain media days where you allow journalists to come into a press conference. Is that correct?
This particular day, we had a media day. That was the only day.
Okay.
No photos, anything like that.
So you had a media day, but you didn't even allow photos or cameras filming anything?
There was no media day, no cameras.
Over the past several weeks, America has been hit with a flood of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants as rumors spread across Central America that Obama is allowing immigrants to stay. And he's doing just that by selective enforcement of existing immigration laws, as well as new policies by executive actions that are allowing immigrants to stay in the country, even though they came here illegally. Now, to respond to this wave of illegal immigration, the Obama administration is setting up temporary housing across the American Southwest to house thousands of immigrants. And unfortunately, they're being housed in unsanitary conditions. And all of this is because Obama and his federal bureaucracies are encouraging immigrants into the country illegally. Lackland Air Force Base is essentially a FEMA camp proving ground. I mean, right now, we have thousands of kids in here with food, with water, with cots, shelter, music, playing soccer. Right outside the gate, a whole bunch of homeless veterans. This is another part of the VA scandal as well. We are flushing away $2 billion. $2 billion for these kids being flown here. And yet we have people who can't get appointments from the VA. I mean, this is mind-blowing.
Now, one of the ways the Obama administration has encouraged illegal immigration is through the Homeland Security policy known as the Delayed Action on Childhood Arrivals. Now, this was initially enacted in 2012, but now it's been reenacted for 2014. What this allows is for children of illegal immigrants to enter the country and not face risks of deportation for 2 years, essentially granting them amnesty. And to put it in perspective, these children here in Lackland alone is costing American taxpayers $250 a day to feed and house them. Compare that to the lack of feeding and housing that we are giving our homeless vets just outside the gates. Now, if you think the current situation is as bad as it's going to get, you'll be surprised if Congress passes amnesty. This is Kit Daniels and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs reporting for InfoWars.com.
Well, that's it for tonight's news. Stay tuned right after the break. We've got that special report from our vault about the connections, the conscious connections between Palantir and the evil characters of J.R.R. Tolkien. Join us tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Much has been said about the big tech companies that were implicated in this slide from Edward Snowden's documents. It's eroded confidence in their integrity and damaged their business. But what about the PRISM program itself, where people are profiled by data mining the intercepted digital communications? Some have suspected that the company behind PRISM is Palantir. I've often thought that the Palantir from Tolkien's Lord of the Rings were the perfect metaphor for the Internet. In the book, the Palantir were crystal balls that allowed the possessors to communicate and to see things. Eventually, they fell into the hands of the evil forces, and using a Palantir not only revealed you to the villain, Sauron, represented by the all-seeing eye, but also allowed him to learn where you were and look into your mind and your soul. A great metaphor for people who are trying to use the Internet for legitimate purposes and the government spooks who create profiles of people as they're using it. Although Palantir has a program called PRISM, and although its function is exactly like that shown in the slide, they have denied the allegations. The company, Palantir, was created with funding from NQTEL, a venture capital company created by the CIA, and with funding from PayPal billionaire Peter Thiel. Palantir's CEO Alexander Karp is also from PayPal. Both Thiel and Karp were attendees at Bilderberg this year as they focused on big data. Palantir company profiles from the Wall Street Journal in 2009 and Business Week in 2011 emphasized Palantir's connection to the military-industrial complex and to data mining for terrorist profiling. Palantir self-consciously emphasizes to its employees its connection to Middle Earth mythology. Whether or not Palantir's PRISM program is the PRISM program, Palantir was created by the CIA and globalist banksters, serves as a tool for the banksters and the CIA, and was named after Sauron's surveillance tool. But questions are now being asked about PayPal's involvement with the CIA and the NSA that go beyond Palantir and the PRISM program, and call into question the integrity of PayPal's Pierre Omidyar's newly announced journalism venture with Glenn Greenwald. Whistleblower Sabel Edmonds is asking why we've seen nothing in the leaked Snowden documents about PayPal's involvement with the NSA. A retired NSA official contacted Sabel Edmonds and told her that the Snowden document cache contains extensive information about the NSA working not just with major internet companies, but with financial institutions, especially PayPal. Banks have long been a surveillance arm of the government, if for no other reason than to collect taxes. But it appears that PayPal's relationship goes much deeper than just financial reporting. The Snowden documents are slowly being doled out by Glenn Greenwald, who has announced that he'll be partnering with PayPal owner Pierre Omidyar. About 2 months ago, Omidyar announced that he was going to become a philanthropist patron of investigative journalism, which is very strange given his contempt for whistleblowers and his company's persecution of WikiLeaks and Anonymous. As Sibel Edmonds points out, Omidyar published this tweet in 2009. Anybody who publishes stolen information should help catch the thief. Shouldn't publish it in the first place. And less than a year later, Omidyar's PayPal was conspiring with none other than Palantir to strangle WikiLeaks financially and to attack Glenn Greenwald. PayPal subsequently froze WikiLeaks funds and funds to Bradley Manning's defense. In protest, some hacktivists that identified with Anonymous, now known as the PayPal 14, began a denial-of-service attack against the PayPal website, not the PayPal service. Supporters characterize the protest as a digital sit-in. PayPal pushed for felony charges, 15 years, and $500,000 fines each. Omidyar's PayPal partner doubled down on this interview with Charlie Rose even after the Snowden leaks.
I am probably uncharacteristically pro-national security agencies, writ large, and NSA in particular. Despite the fact that they would not hire me at some point, I actually wanted to work for the NSA, and I was not a U.S. citizen, and that I just fundamentally trust the national security establishment to care about the citizens. It's a trade I would be willing to make.
Security and liberty.
Security and privacy.
PayPal has been partnering with the government to shut down real investigations and to punish WikiLeaks. And some questions are now being asked. Is the media venture a way for Omidyar to control damaging information about PayPal? If the information is slowly leaked, will anyone care about the Snowden documents by the time PayPal's involvement with the NSA is leaked? How and why are the Snowden documents being controlled? When The Guardian's editor went before Parliament last week, he pled that he had consulted government officials and intelligence agencies, including the FBI, GCHQ, the White House, and the Cabinet Office, on more than 100 occasions before the publication of stories. Are Greenwald and The Guardian selectively leaking information about government surveillance in a way to minimize damage to government by hiding their criminal actions? Are the Snowden documents being released in a way to manipulate the public? And finally, questions are being asked about Greenwald, Poitras, Scahill, and Omidyar asserting private ownership over the Snowden documents. All media has to make a profit in order to be independent of the government, but doesn't the public have a right to know what its government is doing? It appears that the secrets are being doled out gradually, numbing the public to the atrocities of the surveillance state. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
So
celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.